Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp, Fightful.com, here with a name you know. He has burst onto the scene, especially over the last year. And you've seen him a little bit of everywhere, but right now you're seeing him in Impact Wrestling. And you're going to see him at Hard to Kill on January 16th. He's got a big X Division title match. Manic, Rohit Raju, the former champion. We got Chris Bay. Chris, how you doing?
I'm doing amazing. We talk about Hard to Kill. We talk about this X Division championship match. You know, you could have just introduced me as the next X Division champion. But I'm going to let you have it. I'm going to let you have it. This is your show. I'm going to let you have it because, you know, you don't predict the future. I just make it happen.
Off the air, we were talking about our close personal friend, Dwayne Johnson, who, most people watching this have never interacted with. But I know that you've interacted with him multiple times.
You know, I mean, he knows what champions are all about. So he sees Chris Bay. He's like, I got to respond to this guy. You know, this guy knows what champions are all about. He's in the gym doing cardio at 5 a.m. I'm doing it at 4 a.m. But I'll let him have it. It is what it is.
So, I mean, you've exploded in impact over the last year. And, people knew you had interest from other companies because those other companies straight up said they had interest in you. But you've made a huge impression in Impact Wrestling. And one of the things I love about this era of Impact Wrestling stars is there are people like you. You're 24 years old. You grew up an Impact fan, didn't you?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. That's wild to see because – in the first 10 years, I mean, that wasn't really a reality for a company like that. And now we've got you who probably grew up and you were like, man, I want to be X Division champion one day.
Yeah. It seemed like the coolest thing, you know, like it was people who weren't the biggest guys, but the best wrestlers, you know, and just reinventing the style of wrestling at the time. And, you know, the types of matches, you know, like the Ultimate X match and just everything that just wasn't the traditional norm. Ladder match or cage match that we were already seeing. It was real original stuff. So it was like, man, especially, you know, being a kid at the time, seeing stuff like that. I love climbing monkey bars and I love climbing across it. I'm like, yeah, that looks something I'm already doing right now anyway on the playground. So I can make this happen.
Was there anybody specifically, a low key, an Elix Skipper, a Chris Sabin, anybody like that, that you preferred as a younger kid?
So everybody loved AJ, right? But yeah. I think I was more enthralled with Chris Sabin, and also you know, this is a sleeper for me. I feel like everybody always sleeps on him, but Sanjay Dutt.
I was a
huge Sanjay Dutt guy, like, for sure. So
he was the glue, I thought, of that division.
I agree 100%.
Like, you put him in there with anybody and he's gonna have a really, really good match, and he helped hold that division together and now molding a lot of young minds as an agent and all that. I mentioned how other companies that had said they had interest in you. That was AEW. That was Cody Rhodes. We're seeing a lot of Impact AEW integration right now. How are you feeling about that as you see that unfold every week?
I feel the same way all the fans feel. I feel excited about it. You know, it's very exciting. It's a great time to be a wrestling fan. I always feel like it's a good time to be a wrestling fan, especially since I've gotten into business. I just feel like things have just been every year just stacking and stacking. You know, companies are rising, and then places like AEW come and they just build, and then all this younger crop of talent, just this person's 19, this person's 20, this person's 21, and they're just like the amazing performer. Everything's just getting incredible, bro. Like, I just think it's a great time to be a performer, a great time to be a fan, and you just don't know what's going to happen next. So with everybody who was talking to me over the last year, like, man, AEW was interested in you. Why didn't you go there? Well, now I kind of don't even have to, you know, it's looking like I don't even have to have made that decision to still make it happen, you know, like, and for me, it'd be even better if I can do it wearing the Impact banner, you know, and holding the Impact flag while I do it, you know. I think it's just going to set up some dream match scenarios. And if this keeps going the way in the direction it's going in, we can provide history for the fans. It's something that we possibly look back to for the foreseeable future of our business and be like, man, that was the moment when things really changed in this industry. You know, like this could be the start of something.
Yeah. I saw where you said that if you ever faced a guy like Kenny Omega, you would carry that Impact flag. We spoke about Sanjay Dutt molding minds and all that. I spoke to a guy, Lee Moriarty, recently. He specifically mentioned you. He's like, man, he helped me out a lot when I went and visited Impact Wrestling. For you to be doing that at such a young age and influencing somebody like Lee Moriarty, who's so polished already, I mean, that's pretty high praise in its own. I mean, we're talking about two of the best in the world here. Does that motivate you when you can help other people and they can help you and vice versa?
100%. I always, like, you know, people tell you all the bad horror stories about this business, and how people are selfish or how people want to hold this person down. Or a part of what I've loved about since I've gotten into wrestling is that I haven't really experienced a lot of that, you know? So for me, it's always been about being what I've already encountered and trying to learn from those people that I've been introduced to and how those people have treated me. I just try to pass that forward, you know? I don't think that I have all the knowledge in the world, but I think I have some very important information, and that's been shared with me in my short time here that I can pass on to the next person that could possibly help them in their time here, because none of us are guaranteed a long time, you know, or however long it's going to be. So I just want to make sure that I can make as much as a positive impression as I can and be what I want to see. I want to see people help everybody. I want to see people live their dreams. I want to see everybody be their best versions of themselves, because it's going to push everyone next to them to step it up. And then when we're all stepping it up, we're all providing the best possible entertainment. And that's part of the reason why I came to Impact, you know, like first couple times I did work with them before being signed, being in the locker room, it was just the energy of the people, the way the roster treated me, being an outsider, not being a part of the roster, the way people treated me, the way people talked to me, the way guys like the Rascals, you know, would give me advice and feedback, and people like, you know, Santana and Ortiz and the Ethan Pages, you know, John Morrison himself, you know, like just the information and the energy that people treated me with, that was just how I wanted to replicate it going forward. And I think that's all I'm trying to do, my best version of.
And that was one of the things, that Lee mentioned to me, was he had not worked TV before. He was supposed to for, I think, Ring of Honor, but the pandemic happened. You had a very unique experience that a lot of people don't get. You worked WWE, ROH, and Impact over the course of a few months. So you not only had TV experience, but you got to see how different each one of them were. How would you compare those three? Because, I mean, we're talking about, with the exception of AEW, we've got three out of the top four companies in America there.
They're all so different, but they're also the same, you know. Just the magnitude of a company like WWE is just, you know, untouchable. It's kind of really untouchable. So like, it's its own unique experience. And then Impact Wrestling, Ring of Honor, you know, they're still television companies, you know, so they still have that high level of professionalism and importance in the way they navigate. But when we talk about what we do inside the ring, as far as the quality that's going to get produced and what people are going to see when it airs or when it's happening and what's going to be remembered and what's going to be the playback footage, it's all the same. You know, it's all going to be, you know, these are the important cameras. These are the directions that you want to go into. This is the way you want to move this way. And all the pieces kind of all fit to the same puzzle, because this is the same puzzle, which is labeled television wrestling, you know? So I feel like as much as they're all different, they're all still the same, you know, just some have higher budgets than others. But as far as how hard each and every individual staff works, they all work, you know, incredibly hard to produce the best quality content. And if you can be blessed enough to go into the production truck at any three of the companies, you know, like, and just take a peek into what really goes on behind the scenes, like, it'll blow your mind. You know, it's television. It's television, you know. So
is that something you're interested in picking up on, like the production side as well? Because I mean, some people have a knack for it, and some people just it's not up their alley.
Yeah, I think I want to touch on it a little bit. Like, I would love to, just have a good enough understanding and level of comprehension that I can navigate, even if not at the same, you know, speed. And I would like to be able to do things, because I want to one day do television, you know, and be a part of television, act and stuff. And I would also like to maybe one day start my own production companies and do stuff like that. You know, I've been vlogging on YouTube since I was like 12 years old. So
yeah,
for me, it's never been something I was able to be consistent with, because maybe the finances weren't there for proper equipment or, you know, whatever it was. But it's something that I want to get back into. But I've always loved editing videos and making these, you know, these productions. So one day it's something that I'd love to tap into. And I feel like that would be a great thing to, you know, dip my hand into and see just about basic level comprehension, in case I ever build a team of my own that's going to be doing the same thing. You know, I'd like to be able to understand what's going on instead of just putting all the responsibility in other people's hands.
That's one of the things I love about this generation of wrestlers. Like, there are vlogs of you or Kiara Hogan out there from like 10, 12 years ago. And those can be referenced like within a story in the future. Even like it's like you're developing yourself as a personality, as a character, and just as a person on screen from a very early age. So, I mean, did vlogging make you more comfortable to be in front of a camera later in life, or did you kind of develop that just separately?
I went into stages because the year before I started vlogging, I was the
springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
President of elementary school. I've never told.
Oh, nice.
I've never told the story before, but I was telling one of my friends off camera this like a week ago, so I remember that's kind of how it started. But like, I used to have to do the assemblies in front of the whole school and talk to like the whole school as a group. So it went from like doing that to then talking to the camera and these YouTube personalities, you know, and getting subscribers and stuff, and having to start engaging with people from different parts of the world through the camera, to me just getting goofy and learning to just be free and creative and not feel so like, oh, I got to do this a certain way, and then translating it into wrestling. By the time, you know, we got all the way there, I had just already been so experienced with it, and then from working like, you know, at a restaurant, talking to different people all day long and selling them things. I used to sell beer. So like, you know, like trying to promote people on the new beer specials and stuff like that, and push these products. Like, I had to, you know, get these people skills and learn how to talk to people. I feel like all those different things helped me to where I'm at today.
Well, one of the places you're at today, or most recently, New Japan Pro Wrestling. Like, I think a lot of people were surprised when that happened. And I spoke to Rocky Romero and I was like, how important is this to bridging that gap, repairing the relationship between Impact and New Japan? And he was like, I think it's very important, and I think he's the right guy to do it. How does this situation get presented to you? How do you find out about it, and how do you work between New Japan and Impact Wrestling? Because I mean, obviously there are some moving parts there.
Yeah. So I was originally, when I was approached by New Japan officials, and you know, it was presented to me as I was reading the message and I'm scrolling down, I'm just thinking like, I mean, yeah, this is a cool idea, but you know, I work for Impact. Like, I don't know if you know this or not, but kind of worked for Impact. And as I get to the bottom, they're like, yeah, we've already spoken to Scott and Scott's cool with it. So I'm like, oh, well, there it is right there. Scott's cool with it and I'm cool with it. So we're going to make it happen. And then it dawned on me, you know, like, man, not only am I, you know, participating in this prestigious tournament, but I also am going to be kind of that test to start rebuilding, like you said, rebuilding that bridge and that working relationship with Impact in New Japan. So to be that representative for me was almost cooler than being in the actual tournament, because I know that I'm, as much as I love to be like, yeah, Chris Bay, and I want to be the world champion, and I'm going to be the X Division champion again at Hard to Kill January 16th. As much as I love to be that guy, I love to be the guy who also helps more people get more opportunities. So for me, if I'm going to be the guy who helps build this bridge, now all these other great performers can go over there and do things with New Japan and live out their dreams and do stuff that's going to be not only very inspiring and very historical for their own life and their own personal goals, but build these dream match scenarios for fans. And then the fans can enjoy it and be like, oh, Ace Austin versus this person, or, you know, Rohit and this person, or Eddie Edwards back over this, or however, you know, it's going to end up going. Like, it's just going to give people that opportunity to just create and do new stuff and do more stuff. And I'm more about that than I am about my own selfish gain. So when I knew that, I realized that, okay, I'm going to be representing Impact Wrestling in this tournament, I'm like, this is dope, because if I do a good job, which I try to always do, yeah, if I do a good job, it can be the start of something beautiful again, you know, and providing more people with that opportunity. So I just was blessed to have the opportunity to do it. And I'm glad that, you know, the company has enough faith in me, Scott had enough faith in me, and, you know, New Japan wanted to have me, and I would love to do it again.
Speaks a lot to their confidence in you. I mean, with the roster that Impact has, and they were like, we want Chris Bay. We want Chris Bay in this spot. And New Japan was like, yeah, we want Chris Bay in this spot too. So, yeah, I mean, yeah, I think that speaks pretty well to the confidence in you in multiple companies. As we wrap up, a reminder, guys, Hard to Kill, January 16th, Rohit Raju, Manic, Chris Bay. I always like to end on a bit of a positive note. I do the opposite of shoot hard. We shoot softly, and I ask you to say nice things about other wrestlers or people in wrestling, because yeah, I want to put some positivity out there, you know?
I love it. Yeah, I love it. I'm all about it.
How about Johnny Swinger?
Johnny Swinger has taught me a lot more than people will ever actually realize. You know, working with Swinger on camera taught me a lot to loosen up at Impact, you know. Not to say that I was very tight, but also was still brand new, so I didn't know exactly, like, you know, and it wasn't until I started doing the stuff with him where I really was laughing, and I'm just like, okay, like, I can have a little bit more fun with this now. So he definitely taught me to just, you know, have more fun with it and be more authentic almost.
Jordan Oliver, a guy you've wrestled and teamed with in the past, he's gotten huge over the last 6 months, like physically, like he told me he put on 40 pounds.
Yeah, he's a big guy. We just wrestled at GCW last month, and he's a great you know, performer. He's developing very fast physically and in ring. I wish nothing but the best for him, and I hope that the world, you know, takes more of a look into him. I just saw some clips from a match he had with ACH that I think is probably must watch. So I need to check it out myself. Just the clips alone sold me on it. But I hope that guy is going to do some great things in this business. I believe he will, you know. Fortunately, you know, pray that he has great health and everything to continue this, but he's still young. So he's he's like going to be, like I was just talking about these young guys, he's one of those young guys that I was thinking of, you know.
Another GCW alumni, Alex Zane, just got signed by WWE. He lived about 40 minutes away from me until he hit the bricks and went to Florida.
Yeah, he kicked it. Yeah, no, that's a good brother right there. We worked a couple times. We did GCW in Austin, Texas. We did a suburban fight show in LA one time, and I just don't even know like how he does the things that he does.
It's unreal.
Aside from how athletic he is and how gifted he is in the ring, he's just a solid dude, you know, like very nice guy, very sweet guy, very, you know, I have never seen him do wrong, you know. So for me personally, he's always been a great guy. So I can't wait to see how the world takes him over at the E.
Another, or the last name we'll go with here, another big name in Impact, Willie Mack.
That's one of the funniest guys that I know. It's easily one of the funniest guys that I know. And I can't thank him enough for, you know, being a part of my career, being a part of my life before Impact. You know, he was like some of my first big matches coming into my career. And developing as a performer, once again learning how to just have fun in the ring, and then I can't thank him enough for being a part of my first year in Impact and my first X Division Championship ring. You know, sharing the ring with him at Slammiversary. First of all, being on at Slammiversary and my first year and in that spot, huge. Competing for the X Division Championship and winning the X Division Championship, monumental. But to do it against Willie Mack. And to have that whole program building up against Willie, I just wouldn't have had it any other way, you know. And I would love to wrestle him a million more times if I can.
Reminder, Hard to Kill, January 16th. Final question. We mentioned the connection to The Rock. He's known for his inspirational post. You're becoming known for your inspirational post as well. I had somebody specifically reach out, and they said, you know, this helps me get through some tough days. Are there any that he has posted that help him get through those tough days? Are they as much for you as they are for other people?
Oh, they 100% are. I would read these quotes, or I would think of these quotes. Some are, repost, and others are just straight from me. But when I read some of them or I think of them, I started putting them out into the universe because usually they hit me very hard and to the point where it's like a positive reminder to myself to whatever the message is. And I realized that I have such a big following now that, and that I know that as much as I'm my own individual and I'm Chris Bay and the Ultimate Finesser and whatever, I'm also human. I'm just like you. I'm just like the next person. So I know that if they're able to help me, they're probably able to help other people. So when I started putting them out and I started to realize that they do help other people and that people do take to these things. And then, you know, I did a meet and greet one time in at Warrior Wrestling in Chicago. And they had told me about someone at the meet and greet had told me about how my tweets, you know, really helped them out. Getting that face-to-face connection again with people and understanding, you know, like that they really do make that big of a difference. It was just something that I figured I'd make a part of my my daily performance, because there's a lot of negativity in this world, man. So I just try to put the good out there, and because it helps me, it helps other people. And then, you know, if I can help other people become better, I'm making the world essentially a better place. And I'd rather be remembered for those things. Hey, it's a kitty. I'd rather be remembered for those things.
Did he sneak in? Yeah, he is in. My
God. I love it.
My God. I usually have my office door shut, but they managed to sneak in and get it. Oh, man.
Don't worry about it. I'm all for it.
My cats have no respect for kayfabe. Chris Bay, X Division Championship match, Hard to Kill. Thank you so much. This has been a long time coming.
Yeah, man, I'm glad you had me. I appreciate you, your interest. And, I'll be back when the X Division Championship's around my waist and we're talking.
Let's plan on it. Let's plan on it again. I usually interview people once this year. Let's aim for about 15 with Chris Bay this year. I want to talk to this guy a lot more this year. Reminder, Hard to Kill, January 16th. Chris Bay, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Till next time, guys, we're out.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.